Thank you. he's having a difficulty with the nature of their son and neurological emergency that he's difficult with lots of complaints. And then that he was taken by Kofanen from the surgery to some effect. So his lecture has been doing fantastic with the diabetes. So then he brings his lecture to the end of the time. And then he's been to his weight loss and exercise. No GLP wants to be used too. And then that he's married, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink anymore. He has two children, two daughters, 29 and 31 is going to have a history of smoking and drinking. That's the main boy. And the history of that guy was from Romania. Three months that he had that culture in the colon cancer and blood cancer and the colonoscopy that he had. So it can be used. So he has 50 eyes and 2 years ago.
Thank you. yesterday's. You already had a three-class sugaring, right? But it doesn't have blood or protein, things like that. So you've had diabetes for a long time, right? So hopefully your kidneys aren't too damaged and things like that, right? We're going to do your blood work, so we'll be able to tell a lot from that. You're taking your insulin pretty regularly, like you do, right? Your dose is probably not right, okay? So we're going to have you come back. I would recommend you come back next week, really, okay? Because we'll have your A1C and everything like that. You have insulin-dependent diabetes, but, you know, have you ever taken anything else other than insulin in the past? For a long time, you've mostly been on insulin. It makes it a bit more difficult to manage it, right? They have, you know, glucometers, different things like that nowadays. They have endocrinologists, people like that. But since you don't have insurance, and since you've been dealing for a long time, it'd be really good if you could do your pain prick, but it's kind of hard. I can see. So,
I'd like to.
Yes, sir. So they have, like, you know, they have monitors that you can wear, just leave off your phone, stuff like that.
Well, I spend as little as I have to.
Well, yeah, I understand. I can see that. But I mean, you're trying, you know, to kind of be economical with everything. That's okay. So we can try to help you as much as we can, okay? The thing is, you're probably going to need to raise your dose on your insulin, right? To try to get into better control. You're kind of a complicated diabetic. So I'm just a simple diabetic. You're doing pills and stuff like that. You get on insulin, you're more serious. More management. So we'll see what elaborate treatments and kind of go from there, okay? You live here, right? Have you ever been to see where you see, what's the other doctor you've been to see? Dr. Woodman, was it? No, have you ever seen any other, the last doctor you saw around here? You remember his name?
Yeah. But I just seen him one time that was to get my prescription. I didn't like him at all.
Well, that's what you told me. You didn't like his doctor's
reform
the last few times, right? Well, you're difficult to die.
I've seen one for maybe a year or so.
Sir?
I've seen one for maybe a year ago, but he was too bossy.
Well, okay. I mean, we're not perfect. We can try to help you as much as we can with everything. You have a little bit of money, I guess, anyway, while you're trying to move off to get Medicare. Medicare is a really good deal. But you got a good phone there, that's good. Keep track of everything. Yeah. Well, if you can. I refilled your medication, okay? I refilled your blood pressure medicine, I refilled your clonidine, and so at least you have that as far as your back, okay? And then you have pain in your back. And most of you just take, you're taking the calcium, right? You never seem to do any good. And you're taking some
water.
And I call the pharmacy, you haven't been taking anything real hard or anything like that. The things that, the basic thing would be to take like ibuprofen and Tylenol for pain. Have you ever just done it?
I won't take Tylenol.
Why not?
It don't do nothing. I've taken it for years before I quit taking it for headaches. I don't even care a headache.
With certain things like Tylenol, you have to take in combination. It's only so strong, okay, so you have to take in combination. So if you take it with ibuprofen, then it's twice as strong. You see what I'm saying?
It works.
Yeah.
Now I take that, when I get a headache, BC powder, they work.
How much ibuprofen do you take at a time? Like 3 or 4 or what?
Sometimes
8. 8? Well, okay. That's not good for your kidneys. That's bad for your kidneys, right?
But sometimes it helps me get your pain.
But shooting yourself in the head to take care of the pain, too. But that's not a good solution, right? So,
I've seen Dr. Stokes for a while, but he got to me just too damn hairy.
He'll probably get a little frustrated with you.
He did get frustrated. Because I wouldn't let him take a blood test. Take a blood from one way. I said, look. It don't do no good to take a blood test. You never tell me what comes out of it. You never tell me if it's good or bad. But I keep taking them. So let's not take one anymore.
But if I ate a lot of sugar, I ate a half gallon of ice cream, it's not good. I don't need it. And I see a doctor.
Well, that's okay. I don't need to see the doctors, but good.
My favorite doctor was Dr. Lyons out of Deer Park. She was a good doctor.
Back then, we were downtown Houston, I guess, right?
Well, she was in Deer Park.
Yeah, that's in Houston, isn't it?
No.
Deer Park.
That's east of Houston.
Okay, well. We can only do so much. There's me and Dr. Jahani. Dr. Jahani's like a retired doctor here. You didn't see it today, but
Dr. Who?
Jahani. He's like a retired doctor who works here. He does ultrasounds mostly and stuff like that.
No, but, I'm not pregnant.
Huh? I'm not pregnant. Well, they do ultrasounds for a lot of other things than that. But when you put your medication as far as the back,
only take what's prescribed. Never take over the amount.
You never take what?
I always take what's prescribed as is prescribed. I don't overdo it.
Yeah, the question is, what can I give you for your back? Your back bothers you all the time, every day, or not every day, right? And we didn't do x-rays on your back today? You have that. No, I'm sorry. You have that. I just need the report, okay? You have a written report. You can take a
picture. I got it on.
You can take a picture of it, then you have it on your phone, and then, you know, we can look at it that way, but I need that report. Actually, if you could bring it, you had a made trip home already, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you could bring the report to us, too, then we could look at that.
Maybe tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow. Okay. And then that would help us to determine the best medication to give you for your back. We can't really give you a narcotic, okay? They have some things that aren't really narcotics. That's what I was talking to you about.
I don't need narcotics. I just need something to dull the pain. Now I'm tipping on my heel. It's like I got a bruise on it. I got a tiptoe because if I step on it, it hurts.
Your heel?
My heel. That's part of my foot leg. A little rocky thing.
Well, you said you had pain on the side of your legs, right?
Yeah.
On your lower leg.
Right down here.
Probably do have a neuropathy. You absolutely probably do because of your diabetes and your hypoglycemia. It causes all kinds of problems and certainly can cause neuropathy. Neuropathy doesn't go away. It gradually gets worse and worse and worse. That's why you need to get your sugar under control so the neuropathy won't get too bad.
I'm taking a lion.
What's that?
I'm taking some lion juice, honey. It's something that I got off the internet to help.
Okay, they may help a very little bit, but they're not going to help enough to really make a big difference.
Well, you're supposed to help take the sugar out of my body.
Okay, those are just things that people tell you that are selling that stuff, okay? I mean, it does a little bit of good, but it doesn't do much good. I just have to tell you.
Don't think much do any good. A little bit might help.
You need a lot of help, okay?
Yeah.
Not a little bit of help. So bring that MR up here tomorrow, okay? And then we can look at that and talk about medication for your back. You don't have to be seen. Just bring it up here and tell the girls you're supposed to bring it here so I can see it.
Okay.
Now, you took the other medications for right now. And we'll kind of go from there, okay?
So the heart medicine we get today or tomorrow?
No, you took all of those. All your regular medicines will even be filled for you.
Right.
Your Gabapentin and your... blood pressure pill, that's what you're talking about, your heart pill, right? Blood pressure pill?
One quack, I said he gave me some 300 milligram ibuprofen, and the other doctor was giving me 800 milligrams. And I asked him to give me some 800 milligrams because the things don't do nothing.
Then make it into 800. I can give you some of those. You want 800 milligrams of ibuprofen? That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. It helps.
But it'd be good to know how bad your kidneys are, but I can go ahead and give you that. That's okay.
If my kidneys are bad, I won't take them.
Alright, we'll know that till we can look at that, get your lab work back and everything like that, right?
The lab will be back in the morning?
We'll be back tomorrow, yes sir. So come on back and we'll look at that and I'll talk to you about your lab a little bit too, okay?
Okay.
We'll
see tomorrow.
But just tell them you're supposed to bring that MRI so I can look at it. They'll get an office visit tomorrow. You can tell them.
We don't need the picture. You need paper.
You need the paper, yeah. If you go to a specialist, they're going to want to see the CD. But
what you
don't have a machine to read the CD off of them, right?
Okay. understand what the computer is supposed to do. I think.
Well, I don't know. I think it's a little difficult. In the old days, they had CD players, but most computers don't have a CD player on them now.
I've got CDs now running.
Well, you can try it and see if it works. All right, that's it.
What time tomorrow?
See you tomorrow, whenever.
Okay.
Here's a prescription. And.
Let's go.